Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is, Jesus Asked Peter, Do You Love Me More Than These Others? And remember, this is in John 21. Jesus died. He was buried. He was crucified on the cross. He was buried, and he was in the tomb for 3 days, and on the third day, he was resurrected. So he died on the Friday, I believe, and on Sunday morning, he rose from the grave. And after that, people saw him for 50 days before he decided to ascend into heaven. Friends, we're reading the Bible in 1 year. We start in January and we finish in December 31st. If you follow along with us, I do post the scriptures mostly every day. And I read the scripture every day, and I post it in the Bible Book Club. I would love for you to join us and read the Bible in 1 year. And even if you can't read it every day, don't worry, because next year you'll continue reading it. And every year you will grow in the knowledge and the grace of God, because the Word of God is not just words. It has power behind it. Remember, the Bible says that the Word of God is like a two-edged sword, that it can pierce the hearts of people. And that's why God chose preaching and sharing the Word of God as an important tool. That's one of our weapons. Even if the enemy comes against us, we have to use the Word of God, because Jesus was our example, and the example he gave is him being up in the desert, and the devil came to him and started questioning him about the Word of God, about trying to get him to fall. But what did he do? He didn't take a sword and try to attack the enemy. He used the Word of God. And three times he was tested on every single issue that humans are susceptible to. And he did not fall for it. Amen. He had the victory through a physical battle, but a spiritual battle. And for that reason, he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And one day he's coming back for us. And it's going to be soon, friends. Going to be soon. John 21 says, For the first time, Jesus appeared again to the disciples beside the Lake of Galilee. A group of us were there. Simon Peter was there. Thomas was there, the twin. Nathanael from Cana in Galilee. His brother James and two other disciples. Amen. Simon Peter said, I'm going fishing. We'll come too, we all said. And we did, and we caught nothing all night. But at the dawn, we saw a man standing on the beach, but we couldn't see who he was. He called, Any fish, boy? No, we replied. Then he said, Throw out your net on the right side of the boat, and you will get plenty of fish. So they did, and they could They did, and they couldn't draw in the net because of the weight of the fish. The fish was too heavy. They had caught too many fish in one net, and there were so many fish. And then I said to Peter, "It is the Lord." At that, Simon Peter put on his tunic, jumped into the water, and swam ashore. The rest of us stayed in the boat and pulled the loaded net to the beach about 300 feet away. And when we got there, we saw fire was kindled and fish were frying over it, and there was bread. "Bring some of the fish you just caught," Jesus said. So Simon Peter went out and dragged the net ashore. "Now come and have some breakfast," Jesus said. And then Jesus went around serving us the bread and the fish. And this was the third time that Jesus had appeared to us since he returned from the dead, since he was resurrected. After breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Do you love me more than these others?" Isn't that a good question? Do you love him, Jesus? He's asking us every day, "Do you love me more than anything? Do you love me?" You know, many years ago when I got saved, I think Pastor Yonghee Cho from the biggest church in Korea at that time had visited my church. And I went to see him in that conference. And in the night before I went to see him, of course, there were many, many people there. This was in Hawaii many years ago when I first got saved. But in the middle of the night, I heard a voice call me and say, "Do you love me?" And in my dream, I think it was, I said, "Yes, Lord, I do." And he asked me that question three times. And then the third time, I said, "Yes, I love you." And he said, "Feed my sheep." That's what he said to me, and I will never forget that. Never. It was clear as a bell. Have you heard the Lord speaking to you? You have to acknowledge it. If you don't, little by little, he'll stop talking. But if you keep on saying, "Yes, Lord, what is it that you want from me?" I remember in the scripture about how Samuel was a little boy and he was sleeping and he heard the Lord's voice and the Lord called him, "Samuel, Samuel." And he responded. He thought it was his owner or his leader, the priest, who was calling him. And he would get out of his bed and go there and ask him, "Did you call me?" And the leader would say, "No, go back to sleep." And three times the Lord called him. And finally, the leader told him, "Listen, the next time you hear his voice, say, 'Yes, Lord.'" And that was the first time. He was a little boy. He heard, he understood that that was God, and God was wanting to talk to him and have communion with him, and that the Lord had chosen him for a specific reason. And he became the leader of all the prophets in that land. Can you imagine? When God speaks to you, respond to him. He wants to tell you something. He has a plan for you. He wants you to do something that he's calling you to do. Amen? Friends, many people saw Jesus after his resurrection. Many people said, the Romans said, "Oh, he died and somebody stole his body." But how can that be when people saw him for 50 days after he arose from the dead? People saw him. Many people saw Jesus after his resurrection. How can you explain that? You can't. The word of God is true. Whatever God said in his word has come to pass and will come to pass. Colossians 3, 1 to 3 says, since you became alive again, so to speak, when Christ arose from the dead, now set your eyes on the rich treasures and joys of heaven, where he sits beside God in the place of honor and power. Let heaven fill your thoughts. Don't spend your time worrying about things down here. You should have as little desire for this world as a dead person does. Your real life is in heaven with Christ and with God. Friends, have you heard this message? Do you believe that Jesus arose from the dead? Do you believe he died for your sins? Then say this prayer with me. I want you to know Jesus in a greater way. Lord Jesus, I know you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I know that you died on the cross, and there's evidence right now in Jerusalem that the grave is empty, the tomb is empty, because you arose from the dead and now you are in heaven, but one day you are coming back for us. And I know it's going to be soon. And Lord, I just thank you for saving me. Heal me. Touch my body. Touch my soul. Change me. Give me that new life that I can have in you, Father God. And Lord, I thank you, Lord. I forgive those who forgive me. I thank you for forgiving me. And for that reason, I can forgive others. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for forgiving me and giving me new life. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Friends, if you said that prayer today, would you let me know? And if you would like to join the Bible Book Club, please send me a request. I'm getting more and more requests every day. We're growing, and we're reading the Bible, and we're not going to stop until Jesus comes back. Amen and amen.